Now back to Brian Bushlack's business briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, time to continue our conversation with Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title. Great stuff in our first segment from Pat on how we're going to turn this around. And, you know, Patrick, before we jump into this, I've got to give you some big-time kudos in terms of the real estate market, because you were one of the few people that I heard or read who talked about the pent-up demand out there. And we're going to hear from John DeCosta in a little bit, but we just got the RMLS numbers here on Friday, and we're seeing inventory in the Portland market now under 4 months of inventory. Obviously, there was plenty of pent-up demand out there.
I think there are a lot of people who would love to buy a home, and they, you know, the mortgage rate now, I think you saw where it hit the cheapest on record at 3.56% last week. So there's a lot of people that need a place to live. There have for the last 5 years been less housing units built than households formed. So, I mean, the demand is there, and if people have any confidence at all that the market's bottomed and that the economy is at least stable, they will make the choice to buy a home. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, safe to say, I would think in our lifetime, you could probably go out another, never say never, 30 or 40 years, but you will probably never see prices this depressed with rates this low at the same time, won't you, Pat?
Oh, this is a generational opportunity, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Let's give us an update. What are you seeing? I mean, you have a great pulse on the local market here in terms of refinances and purchases. What's happening at WFG right now?
Well, in our market right now, refinances are comprising about 65 to 70% of all transactions. Resales about 30% of all transactions. You break that down a little further, there are a couple positives in the Portland market I would share with you, and I heard you say you're having John on a little bit later. John can give you more detail on the actual sales side of it, but two things I've noticed that have been encouraging is that you know, Portland has actually declined less from the peak than any other major West Coast city. We're down about 27% from the peak in value, and we appear to have bottomed and are starting to improve. But that is the least decline of any West Coast city. The other thing is that foreclosure sales right now in the Portland area are about 21% of all sales, and that's the lowest of any Western U.S. city also. So we are really in a unique position where we didn't overbuild as much as some of the other major metropolitan areas, and we seem to have an economy that has probably performed better relative to the recovery than it has in the past. So consequently, we are in a unique position of things actually being a little bit better here than most other places in the West.
You know, and speaking of interest rates, too, I wanted to ask you this before we get too far afield. Mortgage interest rates in particular typically track with a 10-year note. We've talked about that before, but do you see mortgage rates going much lower than this? I know that, you know, a few years ago, never say never, you know, at 5.5, we thought that was kind of the rock bottom, and here we are, 200 basis points below that now. What do you see happening with the mortgage interest rates? I mean, obviously, they won't tick up anytime soon, will they?
Well, there's been I'm probably not articulate enough to get this point across clearly, but there has been some disparity in the tracking or in the trailing mortgage rate to 10-year bond as it's gotten lower and lower, and I think that reflects the cost of generating a mortgage. So at some point, you can't go much lower and still go through all the necessary regulatory paperwork and processes required to generate a mortgage. So I don't see a lot more downside on mortgage rates. I suppose the 10-year could go to 1 in a Noriel Robini type environment where you have, you know, the perfect storm. You could get the 10-year down to 1, but I don't think you would see mortgage rates go down more than another quarter point. And that's if you have a war in Iran and you have the worst case scenario. So I think we're pretty well at the bottom because it does take money and time to generate a mortgage. People involved have to make at least a reasonable profit on it. And there are, depending on where you are in the country, anywhere from 8 to 18 vendors involved in the process. So there is some expense there.
So you're safe to say a floor would probably be 3% at the lowest.
I would be I'm pretty comfortable saying that's the floor.
Okay. You know, it's interesting, too, if you're just joining us, Patrick Stone from Williston Financial Group, WFG National Title, joining us here on Business Briefing. You know, you look at bigger picture stuff, and it was interesting to read the Wall Street Journal in the span of less than a week or so. They featured Portland's cutting-edge composting system and our fair city writing, quote, "You don't have to be a microbrew-obsessed, flannel-clad cyclist to enjoy this Oregon city's gastronomic pleasures and mountain views," speaking, of course, of Portland. Question is, Pat, does the ongoing buzz we get from Wall Street Journal, New York Times, does that translate into any economic benefit for all of us here with our real estate market?
I don't think that the press we get is a leading indicator. I do think it reflects a change, as we just mentioned. We seem to be among the leaders from a state basis, we seem to be among the leaders nationally in this recovery. Historically, anybody that's lived here a while and watched economics will tell you that we always are lagging. We're lagging on the way up, and we lag in recoveries. So this is kind of a unique situation where we actually seem to be one of the top 10 or 12 states in terms of the economic recovery. Our unemployment rate versus the national average is better this time than any time I can ever remember. And we're seeing a couple things happen here this time that are kind of exciting. You know, we've dramatically increased exports to Asia in the last couple of years, and that's had a profound effect on the area. And that's a lot of grain and wheat and, you know, a lot of things that food exports, but we have increased those exports. The other thing that's happened here that's sort of surprising is the light manufacturing here has recovered very strongly. So we are actually doing very well, especially when you look at our past performance coming out of other recessions. So I think a little bit of the press reflects how well we're doing. Whether or not it will translate into future benefits, it can't hurt, but it's hard to quantify that.
Pat, 30 seconds. Overall, wrap this up. How are you feeling about where we're at here? I mean, midpoint of 2012, hard to believe, middle of July and the middle of the year here. We're 6 months into it. Scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about the rest of the year?
Well, I'm probably in the 5 to 7 range. I'm an eternal optimist in the fact that the human beings always seem to figure out a way to get out of tight situations. And I think that hopefully will be the case in Europe. The slowdown in China is a little bit disconcerting, but we're seeing other economies like Mexico emerge. So I think we'll be okay, Brian. It won't be a great year. We've got a few more years to slug it out, but we'll get there.
Good to hear. Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group, WFG National Title. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening, Pat. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, and stay tuned. Suzanne Stevens from the Portland Business Journal just arrived. She'll join us next. Talk more about what's going on at the Nike campus. That's up next.